Finally, the last pile of boards was tied together, and Phil turned off the string machine, and everybody received their gum. Violet and Sunny each grabbed one of Klaus's arms and dragged their barefooted brother to a corner of the mill to talk to him.
"Klaus, Klaus, please talk to me," Violet cried. "You're frightening us. You've got to tell us what Dr. Orwell did so we can help you."
Klaus simply stared at his sister with widened eyes.
"Ishan!"
Sunny shrieked. Klaus did not say a word. He did not even put his gum into his mouth. Violet and Sunny sat down beside him, confused and frightened, and put their arms around their brother as though they were afraid he was floating away. They sat there like that, a heap of Baudelaires, until Foreman Fakutono clanged his pots together to signal the end of the break.
"Stamping time,"
Foreman Fakutono said, pushing his stringy white wig out of his eyes.
"Everybody line up for stamping, and you,"
he said, pointing to Klaus,
you lucky midget, will be operating the machine. Come over here so I can give you instructions."
"Yes, sir," Klaus said in a quiet voice, and his sisters gasped in surprise. It was the first time he had spoken since they were in the dormitory.
Without another word, he stood up, disentangled himself from his siblings, and walked toward Foreman Fakutono, while his sisters looked on amazedly. Violet turned to her baby sister and brushed a small scrap of string out of her hair, something her mother used to do all the time. The eldest Baudelaire remembered, as she had remembered so many times, the promise she had made to her parents when Sunny was born. "You are the eldest Baudelaire child," her parents had said, "and as the eldest, it will always be your responsibility to look after your younger siblings. Promise us that you will always watch out for them and make sure they don't get into trouble." Violet knew, of course, that her parents had never guessed, when they told her this, that the sort of trouble her siblings would get into would be so ostentatiously, a word which here means really, really, horrendous. But still she felt as if she had let her parents down. Klaus was clearly in trouble, and Violet could not shake the feeling that it was her responsibility to get him out of it. Foreman Fakutono whispered something to Klaus, who walked slowly over to the machine covered in smokestacks and began to operate its controls. Foreman Fakutono nodded to Klaus and clanged his pots together again.
"Let the stamping begin,"
he said in his terrible, muffled voice. The Baudelaires had no idea what Foreman Fakutono meant by stamping, and thought maybe it involved jumping up and down on the boards for some reason, like stamping on ants. But it turned out to be more like stamping a library book. The workers would lift a bundle of boards and place it on a special mat, and the machine would bring its huge flat stone down on top of the boards with a thunderous
stamp,
leaving a label in red ink that said, "Lucky Smells Lumber Mill." Then everyone had to blow on the stamp so it dried quickly. Violet and Sunny couldn't help wondering if people who would make their houses out of these boards would mind having
bam, crash, ah!